Hey everybody, Adam Stott here. Thanks for checking out my podcast, Business Growth Secrets. You're absolutely in the right place. This podcast is going to reveal to you all of the secrets that you've been looking to discover that are going to allow you to cure your cash flow problems, attain more clients, bring in more leads for your business, and create systems and processes that give you the growth that you want. You are going to discover the business growth secrets you have been looking for that I've used to sell over £50 million worth of products and services on social media and help clients everywhere to grow their businesses on demand. So let's get started on the Business Growth Secrets podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Business Growth Secrets. Today's episode is all about marketing, advertising, funnels, client acquisition, and I'm with Charlie
today. Hi guys, how are we?
He's been out and he's asked our clients, hey, where are you struggling on your ads, on your funnels? What do you want to know? And we have used that information to come and deliver you a mega episode of Business Growth Secrets where we get deep into the funnel. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully you enjoy. Take it away, Charlie.
Yes. So the first question is, what different types of videos and adverts do you need to be making as a business owner when you're starting out or if you're scaling? What type of adverts and videos do you need to be making?
So a lot of people feel like they really should be, when it comes to their marketing, they should be creating a lot of content and they're saying to themselves that I've got to be posting every single day, but they're probably not seeing the results that they want to see from the efforts they're putting in. And where we want to transition to as a business owner, instead of being on that content wheel, that content machine, is we want to start using ads. And the reason we want to start using ads is if we start using ads, what we're doing is we are purchasing one of the most important things in business, which is eyeballs. So if you imagine that when you go out and you buy ads, you are buying a sack of eyeballs, literally, from Meta, from obviously Facebook, Meta, Instagram, right? Or you're buying a sack of eyeballs from YouTube or from Google or TikTok or LinkedIn, wherever you want to buy your sack of eyeballs.
Sack of eyeballs.
You buy these sack of eyeballs.
Yeah.
And you buy them 1,000 eyeballs at a time.
Right.
And that's what people really need to understand and get, that when you go and you buy your 1,000 eyeballs, you're buying a sack of eyeballs, which means you get 1,000 eyes on your stuff. Now, by buying those 1,000 eyes, the way that is measured and the way that's monitored is that's called CPM, yeah? Cost per 1,000 impressions, which basically means that's your 1,000 eyeballs, right? So you got your sack. And I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
You've got your sack of 1,000 eyes.
Keep doing that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So basically what happens then is, what's really cool about ads is, let's imagine now you've got two routes. You got two methods. You got method which we just talked about and we just introduced of, yeah, I'm going to create a load of content. I'm going to go and spend a lot of time and, you know, I'm going to put a lot of effort into speaking to my audience, building my message, getting my message out there. And where you're at is you physically do not have any control when you're content creating in getting your eyeballs. So what you do is you create your content, you put your content out. Some of you might be getting 100 eyeballs for free. So you get a tiny little sack of eyeballs that watch your content. Some of you might be getting 1,000 eyeballs because you've built up your audience you get 1,000 eyeballs for free and that's awesome. Some of you might be getting a big old sack of 20,000 eyeballs that look at your free content. But this is why you really can't compete with ads. The reason you can't compete with ads or for your everyday, if you're an influencer, you've got 1 million followers, you've got, you know, you're in a good place, it's slightly different.
Different story, yeah.
Yeah. But for your average Joe business owner, they're not going to be able to, their 100 sack is very likely. They might have a sack of 500.
It's not guaranteed, is it?
Yeah. It's not guaranteed and it's not scalable. So this is the thing. So why do you want ads? Well, I can go and buy my 1,000 eyeballs and usually for the audience, you know, if you're using Facebook or Instagram, your sack of 1,000 eyeballs got you about £20. Right? On LinkedIn, it's a bit more expensive. You know, on Google, that can range from £20 to £30 as well, Google, YouTube, etc. So what can I do? I can go and I can buy my sack of eyeballs and I can buy that sack of eyeballs all day long. So now I'm speaking to 1,000 people, and then you say, well, I'm doing that every hour, 8 hours a day, speaking to 8,000 people, right? Now, and you go, actually, I want to do it more. I want to push it more. I can speak to 1,000 people per minute.
Yeah.
So now in an hour, I'm speaking to
way more people,
60,000 people an hour. And you do that across the course of the day.
Yeah.
Now I'm speaking to 10 hours a day. I'm speaking to 600,000 people a day because I'm scaling. Now, why does this matter and why do you care? The people are listening. The reason it matters and the reason you should care is the fastest way to grow any business. Whoever is watching and whoever is listening right now, and you're watching, you're sitting there, you're a business owner, you want to be a business owner, you want to grow, but you're probably experiencing and feeling like client acquisition is hard. You may be in a position where you're saying to yourself, oh, how am I going to go and get more clients? And you're not seeing the results and you're feeling frustrated. Well, the thing that can change very quickly and change our results is actually starting to use ads, because the one thing that grows businesses is an increased volume of conversations. You speak to more people, you grow your business. And it don't matter what business you got. You know, you go and speak to more people, your business grows. So speak to the right people, of course, and that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But what we're really doing the precursor to is, why do you need ads? And I'm trying to simplify it for you. The reason you need ads is you have an infinitely scalable amount of conversations that you can buy. And what are you buying? You're buying eyeballs, and you are buying a conversation with an eyeball that turns into a conversion for your business, right? Turns into a lead, turns into a deal. And then the best way to actually monitor whether you are successful or not is judging how many conversations did I buy, what did I spend, and for every pound I spend, how much do I get back? So if I spend £1 on eyeballs, I want to be aiming for at least £3 back, maybe £5 back if you're really good, 10 times back if you're amazing, right? Now I'm swapping money, I'm buying eyeballs, and I'm getting money from those eyeballs back.
From your leads.
And what this is called is this is called return on ad spend. Okay, so I put £1 in, I get £3 back. How many pounds am I going to put in? Well, I put £2 in, I get £6 back.
Yeah.
I put £10 in, I get £30 back.
Scale
I put 100, and then we grow. Yeah. And that is what ROAS is, return on ad spend, and monitoring our ROAS. Now, the fastest, easiest way to grow a business is to increase, to create ROAS in a business.
That's
the fastest way to grow.
Putting money in, getting money back.
Because we're achieving everything we want out of a business.
Yeah.
We're speaking to people. We're getting leads.
More awareness.
We're getting sales. We're growing our business. And this is where business becomes simple and easy. But people don't get it.
So yeah, I've got two questions here now. So I want, as you were talking about the money side of things, when you're starting out as a business owner, how much percentage of, say, the business's revenue and would you put into ad spend? Like, how did you decide how much money to start with to put in terms of the proportions and percentages of your revenue?
So that's a really good question. And this is something that, so I'm gonna circle back and then I'm gonna answer that question, right? First of all, I think we've answered, why do you need ads?
Yeah.
You need eyeballs, you need attention, you need conversations, and you need it predictably. You really struggle as a business owner to get that predictability with organic content. With ads, it takes a long time to do it organically. With ads, we can switch on, we can get you going. So that's like the first question. The second question off the back of it is, what type of ads do you need? And then we'll get how much do you spend. So the type of ads that you need is, you need to assess your business. So this is for those of you that are watching right now. What do you do? And then what you do depends on what type of ads you need. So, for example, if you're selling e-commerce, you're selling teddy bears online, or you're selling, you know, something, you're selling t-shirts online. Right, what do you need? Well, the type of ads that you need are, you need conversion ads that you are going to drive traffic. So what you're doing is, you are literally going and using social media to drive them to your website,
shop,
to your pages, to your shop. You're driving traffic
over there
to create a conversion if you're an e-commerce based business. And that is one method of the type of ad that you would need. So if you're e-commerce, you need traffic ads, you need conversion ads.
Yeah.
Now, most business owners, or a lot of business owners that are looking to grow their businesses, are service-based businesses, or they're product-based businesses, but they need to have a conversation with the client to
yeah,
get the client
in order to get
purchase,
them. Yeah,
yeah, right? Yeah. So we take an example like this, right?
Yeah.
You say a mortgage broker, right? You're not going to see an ad on a mortgage and go, okay, yeah, I'm
gonna I'll go with them.
Mortgage.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go with them.
No, you need to have a conversation with that mortgage broker
yeah.
in order to then complete the purchase of a mortgage. Hopefully that makes sense, everyone, and you're getting it.
Yeah.
So what does the mortgage broker need? The mortgage broker needs leads. And what do most business owners need? They need leads. They need inquiries. Yeah. And they need inquiries that are going to allow us to bring in inquiries where us as the business owner or the team can pick up the phone, have a conversation and nurture that person
relationship.
Towards a purchase. So when you talk about type of ads, if you're an e-commerce business, you want traffic and conversion ads.
Yeah.
And if you are a service-based business and what you or a product-based business, I'll give you an example. When did I first start using ads, right? So I started using ads, first of all, in 2009, in
back
car
in the
dealerships,
day.
Right?
Yeah.
A long, long time ago, right? So when I had multiple different car dealerships many, many moons ago, and what I used to do is I used to drive leads. It's a product. Car is a product, as you know.
Yeah.
But what I used to do is I used to advertise those cars. And what I used to do is have a conversation. Hey, you know, do you like the look of this car? Do you like the look of the payment
do
on this
car? Car?
Shall we have a conversation? Can we value your car? I would then generate a name and a phone number. And in the early days, like I remember first ad I ever, still to this day, remember the first ad that I ran that ran successfully. And what it was on a Nissan Qashqai. I was a tiny business literally tiny business. I got this Nissan Qashqai in part exchange. I'd paid £9,000 for it. And at the time, I didn't have the £9,000. So I was desperate to do anything.
Get rid of it.
To sell this car to get £9,000 back in. And I'm like, oh, like, what am I going to do? I'd taken an ads course called Get 10,000 Fans.
Nice.
Yeah, it was years and fan pages. Right. I'd taken this ad course. I paid like, you know, a few thousand dollars for this ads course. And in the end, it was $5,000 with a trip to America, et cetera, et cetera. And I learned a bit about ads.
Yeah.
And I just got to the point of desperation that I needed to bring this money back in on this Nissan Qashqai. So I created this ad. I looked at what the monthly payment was going to be for the Nissan Qashqai.
Yeah.
I made an irresistible offer that made the Nissan Qashqai look like a great deal on fire.
Like a Ferrari.
Yeah, I put it out to the market.
Yeah.
And literally, this is on a Sunday, because I was absolutely desperate to get rid of it. I was panicking, cash flow panicking. And then I went out for the day, and I remember coming back, and I had in my inbox, because what I had run at that time was a message now ad. And for one of the things I did for a long time in the early days was running.
That's good for getting conversations, isn't
getting
it?
Conversations
going. Yeah.
I had 200 plus messages of people wanting to buy this Nissan Qashqai. And I literally
all
stayed up till midnight answering these message now ads myself. And every time I sent a message back, they sent a message back. And then
back and forth.
And like literally back and forth. And come Monday, I went into the business and I sold this Nissan Qashqai. I took the hottest lead, sold it, got the £9,000 in, bang. But then what I also had is I had another 40 people that wanted cars.
You wanted more cars. Yeah, exactly. So now you've got 40 leads.
Yeah, because they wanted a Qashqai. Yeah. So what do I do? I don't want to fuck out these Qashqais. But what?
Buy more Nissans.
But, you know, the point of the anecdote and taking you back in time to 2009 to tell you that was before I ran that ad on the Sunday morning, I had no leads, nothing going on. I was panicking.
Mm.
I was worried about cash flow. And literally, a day later, I had 40, 45 different opportunities of people that I'd never spoken to before that wanted to do business with me.
To not only sell that car, you now can sell them other cars. Yeah.
Now, I don't care who you are or what you do. And by the way, was it easier in 2009? Yes.
Yeah,
it was, right?
Yeah.
Did you get more bang for your buck in 2009?
Yeah.
Yes, right? You did. But the principles are still the same.
Yeah.
The principles are still the same. And there is no other version of what I just said that I've seen where you can go from struggling, worried, not knowing what's going on to avalanche of new inquiries in the space of a day.
Yeah.
Now, you know, look, if you get lucky and you go viral and you get loads of leads, that might happen once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
And that's what I want people to get.
It's not guaranteed.
It might happen once.
Yeah.
Imagine going viral every single day.
Yeah.
And that is what ads bring you the opportunity to bring you. Now, what's the problem with this? What the problem is most business owners are so weirded out about money that the concept of spending money to make money is a foreign concept to them.
Yeah.
And most businesses that start, they're people that start a business, they go and they start a business up and they've got an employee mindset, they've worked for someone else, they don't want to risk, they want steady paycheck, they don't want all these different things. And then they go and start this business and it's like they get so protective and they don't realise the golden rule of business. The golden rule of business is, you know, one of my mentors, Michael, love Michael, Michael and Sarah mentor me. Sarah's husband, Michael, is an amazing business owner. He's always says to me, Adam, is business is literally just investing.
Yeah.
Basically, business is fast investing. So let's say you're an investor, you're a financial investor, you might buy stocks or shares in a company, like you're Warren Buffett and you're taking 10 years to get your return, return on your investment. Your business owner, your small business owner, today I'm investing in an employee to create me a return. Then I'm investing in a software to create me a return.
Yeah.
Then I'm investing in a chair to create me a return. Then I'm investing in a desk to create me a return. Everything that I do as a business owner is designed to invest, return, invest, return, invest, return.
Yeah.
That's all I do, right? And that's all business owners should do. So what we need to realize is that money is a tool. And as a business owner, it's our job to manage and multiply, where most people think it's their job to protect.
Yeah.
It is not. Manage, multiply.
Yeah.
Manage the cash flow.
Spend money to make money.
Spend to make money. Business is investing.
Yeah.
And that's the type of ad. So what should you do? E-commerce, traffic, conversions. If you're a service-based business, you want leads.
Yeah.
You know, you want conversations that you can nurture into a sale. Mm. And now we can get your other question rolled off the back.
So no, you answered that. You answered that brilliantly. And that's given a lot of insight to the business owners who are starting out. How much would you say out of their revenue, of their profits, and they know their numbers, what percentage of that would you tell them to put into their ads straight away?
Okay, really, really great question. And the reason this is a great question is what it's going to lead on to is exactly how to get started with ads, which is where it perfectly dovetails on what we've been saying. So basically what we need to understand about marketing, this is what happens, right? So a lot of people, they go out, they want to run ads and they test it. So that they might listen to something like this and they go, Adam did this, he had a Nissan Qashqai. I could have sold it 200 times over. And look, the fast forward on that is I built 5 different car dealerships off the back of that did 40 million in revenue, right? So it does work. But what is missing from that story is the ups and downs of marketing.
And the trials and errors.
And the trial and error and the testing. And this is the reality. It's so weird because I see multiple different things. Obviously, we coach thousands of clients, right? We coach them on the ads. We coach them on building their businesses. And I see multiple different versions of this. So I'm going to tell you a few different versions of business owners that I see, right? So I see business owner number one that says, yeah, I want to run ads. I know I need it. Sounds really cool. I get my business currently from repeat business and referrals, and now I'm going to go and run some ads. So they run an ad. It doesn't work. And then they say, Facebook ads don't work.
And they leave it there.
And that's it.
And they quit.
And that was their ad journey because they ran an ad. They expected it.
Ran one ad.
They expected basically this ad to be a magic wand that sparkled over their business and made everything perfect. And they wanted an instant reward on a skill set that doesn't provide instant rewards 99% of the time. Now, sometimes it will, but 99% of the times it won't. So that's like business owner number one. Now, the variation of that, and usually business owner number one, might do it DIY. So they might try it themselves.
Yeah.
Not get the result and give up. But also business owner number one might go and get a marketing company to do it for them.
Yeah.
And when they get the marketing company to do it for them, they don't have a conversation like we are having now.
Yeah.
They go, I've got a marketing company, I'm hands off, they can do all the work. Now I just sit back and I watch the money roll in.
Yeah.
But they haven't sat down and said, from the marketing company very rarely will say, what do you want to achieve? What quality of lead do you want to achieve? Yeah. Who is the target audience? How many do you need? What are you prepared to invest? What do you want to spend per lead? So they're not doing the actual skill set. They're just expecting the magic result. And that is why business owner number one fails with ads. And if they then give up there and then, they are destined for a life in small business.
Mm.
Why are they destined for a life in small business? Because they are ignoring a skill set that would allow them to grow their business. And they are then going to forever be locked in the business because they're going to be investing time to get leads and client acquisition. Or maybe they go and they build their business via other salespeople and they build it via other different methods, but they've ignored ads and that keeps them stuck for a while. Okay, so that's business owner number one. Business owner number two, which is slightly different, run some ads and then all of a sudden they get a result.
Yeah.
And I've seen this like loads of times. And if there's like lots of our clients listening, some of them will go, oh my God, I'm business owner number two, is they run an ad, they're getting a result and they're spending £10 a day and they're getting a result and they're getting a result and they're getting a result and they just leave this one ad running.
Yeah.
Churning out.
At the same budget. Same budget, same return,
churning out and they go, the Facebook ads are not working as well this month.
Yeah.
And then they just ignore it or the Google ads or whatever and they just keep it running and they keep it churning and they ignore it and they get a bit of business off it and then they get on with their business. And they put a very, very lazy amount of effort into that. And that's why it creates that return. Now, I've seen this with salons.
Yeah.
I've seen this with recruitment. I've seen everything.
All our salon business owners are like, oh, my God, it's me.
Some of the salons are very guilty of it, right? to be fair. Very recently, one of our lovely clients, I won't name her, but we sat down she'll know she'll probably listen. But then there's hundreds. This has happened hundreds of times. So even if this lady is watching, she doesn't need to worry because I've seen it hundreds of times. She had this ad. She's running at £10 a day.
Yeah.
It's been running for an entire year. It's created. She'd never tracked how much revenue it created. It created £72,000 in sales over a six-month period, investing £10 a day. So over that, she spent £1,800 on the ad. It's got a £72,000 back.
So the
ROAS is humongous.
Yeah.
But she's never tracked it. She didn't know it.
Never doubled it.
No,
if she was putting 20 in a day.
So she's like, well, how do I grow my business? Well, spend more money. That is the easiest thing ever. It's like, bang, we're switching on a tap, more leads, more sales, more growth. But people don't take the
time to
track.
Especially if you know it's working. Like, if you know that one is working, like there's one that we have that you don't like, but it works so well. So we always double down that one.
I do. There is one ad that we run that I think is horrendous and I'm embarrassed by it. But the fact of the matter is, it is an absolute money-making machine.
Yeah.
And then people look at it like, do you know what? Even somebody commented on this ad. We got this ad that I run that I don't like. And we had this guy comment on it the other day and it's for an event. He's like, judging by how shit your ad is, I ain't coming to your event. And I thought, fair enough, mate.
If only you knew.
Yeah. But this ad is making me like 40 times. Yeah. Every pound again, I get 40 quid back.
So
I'll take a bit of embarrassment on the design of it.
So you've got to analyse your ads. You've got to be able to go in and see what ones are working, what are not.
So business number two, what have we done? You've dipped your toe in the water. You're getting a good result out of it. But what you want to be is you want to be business owner number three. And business owner number three, and this is where there's a few things to be business owner number three. So what is business owner number three? Business owner number three is somebody that consistently runs ads and consistently produces a return, a return on their ad spend that makes them money.
Yeah.
Okay. That is what business owner number three looks like. Now, how you get there and what this does is this brings you, just so you know the upside of being business owner number three, the upside is this brings you a return
on investment, which allows you, and it automates your client acquisition, which means that you are removed from the process and you can get on with running your business. And that's what it brings you, right? The way you get to business number three, business owner number three, is first of all, you have to take on an identity.
Yeah.
And that identity is not just a business owner, you are a marketer. If you're a business owner, you're a marketer.
Yeah.
And being a marketer means that you take marketing seriously. You are testing. So one, adopt the identity. Two, test.
Trial
and that means you are going to test more. You know, instead of running one Facebook ad like business owner number two, you might run 10 different Facebook ads a week and you might see that eight of them suck and two of them are amazing.
Yeah.
Now we found two amazing ones, we take them to the bank and we keep going.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what business owner number three does. Now, business owner number three absolutely decimates business owner number two and business owner number one, creates wealth, grows their business, creates amazing results. And look, what we do is we create business owner number three in gold circle, inner circle, by teaching them this, by teaching them top of funnel, teaching them ads, teaching them business growth. That's what happens with our mentoring clients. We create those business owners number three.
You've been there and done that and you know what works and what doesn't.
And I know the pain of business owner number one and the frustrations. And, and everything essentially is two paths. You know, you go on the right path, you create the right results. You go on the wrong path,
you're just doing the wrong
direction. End up in the wrong place that you want to be for your business.
Yeah. And like you said, like you can put money into it, but it's got to be a good quality ad. Like people are going to have to relate to it and they're going to want to buy from it. Like if you just put loads of money into a low quality ad, it's not going to have a good return on investment. So yeah, it's extremely important to, I guess, have a good quality ad as well.
Definitely. And I'll give a quick tip on that. I said actually to another one of our clients the other day, I said, you know, someone's asked me about a landing page and they're like, oh, why is my landing page not converting? Yeah. You know, why is my funnel not converting? What you should do is you should show your landing page or your funnel to someone that has no idea about your business and what you do. And you should get a stopwatch out and you should press play on the stopwatch and say, how long is it going to take you to tell me exactly what we do, exactly what the offer is, and exactly what's in it for you? And reality is most small business owners, you could send someone to the landing page and they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
They don't know what the offer is. They don't know what's in it for them.
Yeah.
They don't know why they'd want it. And literally that landing page is doing nothing for your business to do what we call journey.
Mm.
You're looking to journey someone through the process of discovering you, knowing you, liking you, trusting you, buying from you.
Yeah.
That is what the journey, that's what marketing does. Meet the client, take them on a date, get to
what
know
they
them,
need. Get them on a date,
get married, go from there, right?
Take them home, yeah.
Good.
Well, that's brilliant. That's covered some very good topics and a lot about how they can literally practically get started and what they need to be doing to advertise to the masses. So yeah, I think that's a really good episode. Yeah.
Today's episode has been about marketing conversations. How do you make money fast using advertising funnels and what are the exact steps you need to do? So if you are a small business owner, hopefully you found massive, massive value in this, or maybe you're a medium-sized business owner, even if you're a big old business, you can learn lots from this session. What I'd ask you to do, you know, we make these to help people like you. You know, we don't run any ads or anything these. Yeah. We literally just make them to help business owners. So if you could find it within your heart to go and share this with somebody that you feel would benefit, perhaps you know a small business owner that wants to make more money, get better with their marketing, get better with their ads, and just wants growth, well, go and take a moment to share this episode. You can do a kindness to somebody else. Big thank you for being here today.
Thank you, guys.
And if you have enjoyed the podcast, go and give us a lovely review.
Yes.
And thank you, Charlie, mate.
No worries at all.
Amazing questions today, buddy. Yeah. Awesome stuff. And make sure you are subscribed to Business Growth Secrets, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Cheers, guys.
Hey everybody, Adam here, and I hope you loved today's episode. Hope you thought it was fabulous. And if you did, I'd like to ask you a small favor. Could you jump over and go and give the podcast a review? Of course, I'll be super grateful if that is a 5-star review. We're putting our all into this podcast for you, delivering you the content, giving you the secrets. And if you've enjoyed it, please go and give us a review and talk about what your favorite episode is, perhaps. Every single month, I select someone from that review list to come to one of my exclusive A academy days and have lunch with me on the day, meeting hundreds of my clients. So if you want that to be you, then you're going to be in with a shout if you go and give us a review on iTunes. Please, of course, do remember to subscribe so you can get all the up-to-date episodes. Peace and love, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.